Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
I can hardly see you. If you are too silent today, I'll end up thinking that I am alone in church. Don't fall asleep, okay? This morning, as I was thinking about the lack of light this weekend here at St. Anne, I remembered a story about saints. I am not very good at improvising in English, but I'll do my best. You know that in Europe, in most of the cathedrals, you have those beautiful stained glasses, and they usually have saints in those glasses, beautiful images. That has a meaning, because the lower part of the church is obviously darker. We are the pilgrim church, and we have to walk through the darkness of this light. And we hope to get to the light of heaven, where our best brothers and sisters enjoy the presence of God forever. So one day, this mother took one of his children to one of those beautiful cathedrals, and she was showing the church to her child. And at some point, the child asked her mother, "Who are those people up there?" And the mother answered, "Those people are the saints." Some days later, at school, the teacher asked the children, "Do you know who the saints are?" And that child raised his hand and answered, "A saint is the person who lets the light pass through." What a beautiful definition of a saint. We know that Christ is the light of the world, that he's come to shed light on our souls. St. Paul says that we are also children of the light, that we receive Jesus' light, and our mission consists in enlightening the lives of others. We need to be transparent. In that way, we let the light of God pass through our lives, our words, and our deeds. A saint is someone who sheds light on the lives of everyone around. This is the solemnity we are celebrating today. Not just one saint, but all the saints, their merits and their glory in one single day. Today we are reminded by the church that we are called to be holy. That's our common vocation, that holiness is for everyone, that every day God gives you his grace and his strength and his mercy and his sacraments to help you go the distance. What a beautiful mission. We should ask ourselves today, this afternoon, if we are transparent, if we are faithful to the love of God, if we really strive to attain holiness. It is not easy to climb the mountain. It's not easy to go uphill. But we know that the most beautiful views can only be seen when we reach the summit. Today, we glorify God for our brothers and sisters. They give us hope because they already possess what we one day hope to enjoy forever. If they could attain holiness, if they could be holy, so can we. So in today's Holy Mass, let's ask God to give us the grace to renew our baptismal commitments. That day we committed ourselves to following Jesus to the end. In today's Gospel, Jesus speaks about joy. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed. Jesus promises that we'll be happy not just in heaven, but now if we do his will in our everyday life. Do you know that St. John Bosco once wrote that the main temptation the devil uses to make young people fall into his trap consists in letting them or making them think that this life is a sad life, that if we follow Jesus, we are going to lead sad lives, and one day in heaven, God will make us happy. And St. John Bosco went on to say, that's not true. When we give ourselves to God, he makes us fully happy now. He makes us experience the kind of joy that this world cannot give us. And obviously, when we have to cross to the other side, we know that a good friend will be awaiting us to make us happy forever. God gives us the grace today to live in a new world where the poor are rich because theirs is the kingdom of heaven, where those who hunger and thirst are satisfied because God is never outdone in generosity, where those who are persecuted for Christ's sake are happy because Jesus is the reason for their joy. So my brothers and sisters, today let's look up. Let's look at the saints. Let's imitate their beautiful lives. Let's ask them to help us reach heaven and enjoy with them forever the joys of paradise. And that way, after a beautiful life here, we'll rest forever with Jesus in heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.